This week's parasha in the Benish Chai is Baha B'chukosai. So these still are parashas of the Sfirah, like the Benish Chai told us. In these parashas, he's going to start with the Pirkei Avos, which are relevant to the parasha. So it says, of that week, Ben Bagbag Omer, Ben Bagbag says, Hafech ba v'hafech ba, dekula ba. Turn it over and turn it over, that everything's in it. So Pirkei Avos, Perakei, Mishneh Kav Vav. Nearly, and speaking about the Torah, right? Turn it over, that everything's in it. Nearly, b'siat d'shmaya. It seems to me, with the help of heaven, says the Ben Ishchai. The beru hanitzotzi hakdusha. The clarification of the holy sparks, hushte chalukot, in two stages. Ha'achat, the first stage is, shemithapech hanitzotz hakadosh. It's turned over, the first nitzot hakadosh, migeshem achu legeshem zach, from a physical, like a very physical state, into a more pure physical state. V'ze nikra biru chitzon. This is called the outer clarification. V'ashniya, the second biru, is shemitapech, that he turns over this nitzotz, this holy spark, migeshem zach, from a physical clarification, leruchaniyut, and then it becomes spiritual. V'zenikra, this is called biru pnimi, a internal clarification, because it's taking from the externality of the physical world, even something which is physically pure, and makes it something ruchani. That's the internal world. The ruchnius is the internal world. Va'inyan hu ki nitzotze akdusha, these holy sparks, hem mu'uravim, they are mixed in the domem, the eitzim va'avonim, the wood and stone, i.e. the matter, the non-alive matter, v'tzomer, that which grows, they're also more up than that, u'b'chai, and that which is alive, shubasa behema v'chai v'of, who is the flesh of animals and birds, v'kulam hem geshem achu, all of these things, right, animals, plantage, or inanimate matter, right, Kula, that's all geshem achu. All of these are physical things which are very physical. Ve'im ha'adam yochal basa. When a person eats meat, ole, there's an aliyah, there's a lifting up of the nitzotz min habasa, of this spark that's in the flesh. Shu geshem achu. It's a very physical level. Right, i.e. the spark is at a very physical stage, mixed into a very physical stage. El Ha'adam, and then it goes up to man, Shu Geshem Zach, who is a more, even though he's physical, he's a more purified physical state. V'ken im yochal et ha-tzomeach, when he eats that which is a plantage, or something which is mixed with it, the dust of the earth, shuhu domems, which is domem, which is something which is inanimate matter, and with that dust there is also nitzotze kedusha, spiritual sparks, and after this, Tzarech la'alot hanitzotz hakadosh, this holy spark, min ha'adam, from man, el haruchaniyut. So through his eating process, he changes all the inanimate plantage and animal form, right, into the form of man. I.e. these nitzotz kedusha get transformed from there and clarified to become from geshem achu, something which is very physical, into man, which is geshem zach, something which is still physical but more pure. And now we have to take it to the next stage to bring it to the level of Ruchani. Shum makom ha-kedusha lemala ba'olamot ha-elyonim. That's a very the place of Kedusha in the higher spiritual worlds. Harezeh mitapech. This is transferred, right? Migeshem zach. From something which is physical but pure, i.e. in man, el aruchniut, and then it goes to something which is spiritual. V'shleimut shtei chalukot habirurim ha'elu, and the completion of these two levels of clarification, these nitzotzei kedusha, shehem bechinat chitzon, right? The birur is the bechinat chitzon. Take the bechinat chitzon, and you make it into geshem zach. Ubechinat pnimi, which is taking the geshem zach, right, and making it to something ruchani, lo something spiritual, lo efsha liot elarak alidei esekatera. That level, that final level, that you take the physical, even though it's pure, and you develop it and it becomes something which is spiritual, ruchani, is can only be done through being involved in Torah learning. Ripnei shibdivrei Torah yes chitzoniut. There is the externalities, right, of the world. Shu hapshat shela. That's the simple pshat in understanding something. V'uplimiut ha-Torah, the inner understanding of the Torah. Shehu hasod sheba. That's the Kabbalah. That's the secrets in it, right? V'zeh she'ama hafach ba v'hafach ba. Right? That's what the Pirkei Avos says. Turn over in it and turn over in the Torah, i.e., shnei mine hafachiot, two types of turning over, i.e., from going from geshem, he's going to say echad, mi geshem achur, from a more physical state, i.e., from the animals, that is mu'urav in Totsik Dushin, the animals and in man, right? Sorry, in the animals and in the plantage and in the inanimate, el geshem zach, to a more spirit, a more pure physical state, which is man, through man's eating. Shezenikra birur chitzon. That's called the outer clarification, right? Taking from one level of Gashmi to a higher level of Gashmi, one which is achur, one which is very low level, and one which is zach, which is very pure level. That's the birur right? Hachitzon. Hasheni, the second birur, is migeshem zach, from taking the nitzotzei kedusha from within man, el aruchaniut, to something which is spiritual, i.e. to God, shezenikra biru pnimi, the inner biru, the inner clarification of man, right from man to ruchaniut, yain the kulaba, everything's it, hi hatorah, everything's in it, in the hi hatorah, the is ba'akula, has everything in it, kloma, chitzoniut pnimiut, chitzoniut of the world, and also primit of the world is in the Torah, right? V'lachen ba yesh leimut shnei habirurim. In through the Torah will be the completion of these two clarifications: chitzon v'primi, the outer clarification, and the inner clarification. Right? Alkein, therefore, afalpi, even though shenase biru al yedei achila, the biru, the clarification is done through achila, through eating. The first biru, the biru achitz, on the outer biru, is done through eating the inanimate plantage and animal forms. Ein nase biru shalom. It cannot be done a complete biru, complete clarification. Ki ba'achila, through eating, yev shaliot ela biru achitzon. We can only do the outer biru. Migeshem achur, which is right. Biruchitzon migeshem achur el geshem zach. It's taking, going from a physical, very physical state into a more pure physical state. That's the biruchitzon. Ach biru hasheni, the second biru, shu biru pnimi, the inner biru, the inner clarification. Yev shaliot al yedei achila, that cannot be done through eating. Because eating is a physical act, and it can only change things from one level of physicality to a higher level of physicality, from geshem achur, something very physical, to geshem zach, which is something very, very pure, but it's still physical. V'lachem, hiziru chazal l'mod divrei Torah. You have to learn Torah al hashulchan while you're eating. Afilu b'chol, even on the weekdays. V'limud p'tichat Eliyahu, and the learning of p'tichat Eliyahu, z'chol l'tov, maybe you read it for good. He, Mr. Gellet, it's fitting. Habe lebiru nitzotze kedusha. That helps a lot in the clarification of biru nitzotze kedusha. Varagil ba, someone who's regular to say tichat Eliyahu and understand what he's saying. Tovlo liitim, it's good for him at those times shehu tarud behem. And a person who's regular to learn Torah should be doing this in specific times, and he should be tarud, he should be involved in the learning of Torah. And that will do the biru from the geshem zach, from the physical pure, right, to ruchani. Umagam bishvil leilot hakayetz, and also the nights of the summers, right, which are longer. She'ochlim el hagagot, the people used to eat on like the top of the roof, right? Like Amir Pesetz, because it was cool then. And he says, because it's impossible to learn by the Or HaNer. I don't know why it's impossible, but basically saying that what the Amish is saying is, hafach ba va hafach ba, means there's two birurim. There's a birur, first birur from the physical, very physical, to the pure physical, that's birur chitzon. That's the first hafach ba va mishnah. Turn over it, to be mevarer it, right, through achila. And the second v'hafach ba is through limud Torah. You go from the biru hazah, or geshem hazah, the pure physical, and then you go to ruchani. That's the two hafach ba's. Why? The kula ba, that everything's in the Torah, and since everything's in the Torah, that enables you to do the second biru, which is the biru apnimi, the inner biru, which it takes from the physical and turns it into ruchani, into the spiritual. That's why I said that when you're learning Torah, when you're eating food, you're doing the first biru. You're taking from physical ha'achu, right, the thick physical, and you're making the physical hazach, the pure physical. That could, and therefore, on the Torah, you should also say Divrei Torah, because Torah changes something from its spiritual zach position, pure position, into a complete ruchani position.
But still not completely.